Hello, my friends. Today is the start of season two of Scripture Seekers Ministry. Yes. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're doing well and having a good week. 2025 is in the rearview mirror. This year, it's time to shake off guilt and confusion. You finally get to see how God's Word can actually change your life. We're starting something new, a series called Experiencing God's Power Through Bible Study. We're diving into what God's power looks like and how you can actually tap into it by reading the Bible. Let's make 2026 the year you stop wandering around in the Bible and start letting it change you for real. So, here we are, Season 2, Episode 1, titled, Feeling Lost. Trust me, I've been there. I picked up the Bible, read a few pages, and put it down 5 minutes later, totally overwhelmed or bored, or just feeling like nothing stuck. Maybe you said it too. I know I should read the Bible, but it just doesn't stick. If you feel lost, you're not alone. That's what we're tackling today. For most of us, it's not about wanting it more. It's about having a framework, something to guide us. That's what this series gives you. Over the next 8 weeks, I'll hand you some real tools. We're not just going to read the Bible. We're going to learn how to study it, to let it actually shape your daily life. Let's start with the tough truth. A lot of people get the Bible wrong. They treat it like a textbook, something to cram facts from, or a magic answer book for daily problems. So, we read a bit, check it off the list, and when we don't feel changed, our life doesn't get better overnight. We beat ourselves up. But the Bible isn't just about information. It's a guide for living. Take 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, all those action words, doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. The Bible is meant to change us, not just inform us. The goal isn't to say I read my Bible today and move on. The goal is transformation. If you feel lost when you open scripture, it's not because you're not a Christian. It's because you're looking for information when what the Bible really wants is to change you. To stop feeling lost, let's shift how we think. Here are three things to focus on if you want to actually experience God's power when you study. First, stop hunting for quick answers. Look for meaning, not just solutions. The Bible isn't a fortune cookie or a daily horoscope. It's the story of what God has done to save us through Jesus. If you go searching for instant fixes to your problems, you'll probably leave disappointed. But if you read to get to know God, to see how He connects with people, you'll always find something true and real. Amen. Second, remember the Bible is a book from God. This is huge. It's not just another book. It's God's Word, and you need the Holy Spirit to really get it. Before you even start reading, invite the Holy Spirit in. No need for fancy prayers. Just be honest. Try something simple. Holy Spirit, I want to see what's in here. Help me understand what you're saying. Don't let anything distract me from what you want me to hear. Show me what's true and what you want me to do today. Amen. Do this, and you move from reading alone to having a real conversation with someone who cares about your heart. Third, consistently beats intensity. Don't try to read a mountain of chapters every day. That's how people give up. What really changes you is doing it regularly. If you aren't reading at all right now, promise yourself 5 focused minutes a day. No distractions, just you and God's Word. That's where the transformation starts. Here's the thing about consistency. It's way more powerful than you think. 5 minutes every day? That does more for you than cramming an hour in on a Sunday and then feeling guilty the rest of the week. When you show up daily, even just for a short time, you will build a routine. And once you've got that, it becomes sort of like your foundation, a solid place to stand. That's how real change happens. Forget what happened last week. Don't let other people's opinion get in your head. Just give yourself 5 minutes and ask two simple questions. One, what did I learn about God's character? Is God loving? Is he fair, patient? Two, what did I learn about myself? That's it. Focus on God's character and what you're learning about yourself. Maybe you notice your doubt easily, or you get angry fast, or you realize you need more faith. When you answer these questions, you have done a Bible study session that actually matters. Lots of people feel lost when they read the Bible, but you don't have to stay stuck. The Bible isn't just about knowing more stuff. It's about letting it change you, especially with help from the Holy Spirit. So here's the best way to start. Take small steps, stick with them, and always begin with prayer. Now with that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Sometimes, honestly, reading the Bible can feel confusing or even intimidating. But we are grateful it's more than just information. It's how we meet you and get changed by your power. I pray for everyone listening this week. As they show up, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, be with them. Meet them in those moments. Quiet the noise around us. Open our eyes. Help us get to know you better and really seek your truth. Give us the discipline to keep coming back and the faith to trust that you'll speak. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on experiencing God's power through Bible study. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.